I recently ran a session with colleagues at school about protecting your online identity and thinking about the kinds of activities that you undertake online and how they might have an impact on how you're perceived by the rest of the world. It's a session I'm going to be running with the older students in the near future. One of the things that we can do is to be more proactive in the way that we portray ourselves in a positive light and look at showcasing, in a sense, the good things that we do and say online, the things that we would be proud to share with other people and that we're happy for other people to see. One site that can help us a little with that is flavours.me. And what flavours.me does is provide, if you like, a front end to some of the content that you produce elsewhere on the web, or content that you would like to be associated with, that show you in a positive light. It's, in a sense, an aggregator. It brings together information from different places. When you create your account on flavours.me, the first thing you're encouraged to do is to give yourself a username and profile, and that's the place to start. You need to think carefully about this. I've seen some absolutely awful names used as Twitter profile names, Twitter handles, and wholly inappropriate too. Not so much from colleagues and teachers, but certainly from younger people. So we need to start thinking about that thing straight away, so we're seen positively. And then, of course, it's adding content, and you can add content in a couple of different ways. You can add it from services. So if you have a blog somewhere else that you'd like to share in Blogger or WordPress or Typepad, it's easy to bring that in. It's just a matter of providing the URL, and flavours.me will bring that content in automatically. If you have accounts in Flickr or YouTube or Vimeo or places like that, they're easy to bring in too. And certainly from Google. You need to think carefully about whether you want to link flavours.me with those accounts, but if you're happy to do that, it's a dead easy process. And then that content's brought in automatically to a front page. You can then set about doing things like changing layout, it's all at the click of a button. You don't need to know any special coding or anything like that. You can change the style, the colours, the fonts, the logos. And if you go for the premium version, you've got extra features, so you can set it up for a mobile site so that it looks particularly good on mobile devices. And you can add more services. You're limited to just five services linked in.